Consider trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke. Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. As a precautionary measure, President Trump is being taken to Walter Reed Medical Center, where he will continue to be treated for COVID-19.
Out of an abundance of caution, President Trump will be working from the presidential offices at Walter Reed for the next few days. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the decision was made at the recommendation of the president's physician and medical experts. She says Mr. Trump remains in good spirits, has mild symptoms, and was working throughout the day on Friday. Greg Clugston reporting.
The president's doctor says Mr. Trump is being treated with an experimental drug aimed at supplying antibodies to help fight his coronavirus infection. The president is receiving a two-antibody combo drug that's currently in late-stage studies from Regeneron Pharmaceuticals. The White House insists the visit to Walter Reed is precautionary. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who went through his own bout with COVID-19, says on hearing the news, he got in touch with the White House immediately.
Obviously, I think we all want to send our best wishes to the president and the first lady, and I've done that this morning, as you can imagine.
America's employers added 661,000 jobs in September. PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché says it's not surprising that it's the third straight monthly slowdown.
We had big gains as we had businesses that were shut down reopen, but now these businesses are adapting to changed circumstances. Some of them simply aren't going to make it through this crisis. Others are seeing lower demand, and so they don't need as many workers.
In grand jury testimony, officers said police who shot Breonna Taylor announced themselves as law enforcement before entering her apartment. Hours of material in the grand jury proceedings for Breonna Taylor's fatal shooting by police were made public Friday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 134 points, the NASDAQ dropped 251, the S&P declined 32. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period, October 15th through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. President Trump's visit to Nevada next week may be in limbo after he and the First Lady tested positive for the coronavirus. According to the president's campaign website, he had been scheduled to hold rallies in Tucson, Arizona, Monday and Flagstaff on Tuesday. Politico reported that the president was also supposed to go to L.A. for a fundraiser on Tuesday. The president and the first lady are reportedly doing well as they begin their quarantine process. Workers in the Clark County School District are making plans for the reopening of schools as a vote on the issue could come up this month. School board members say a vote on the reopening could happen at its October 22nd meeting. Las Vegas realtors are happy about Governor Sisolak's new rules for public gatherings. The new directive includes allowing them to host open houses once again. Over the last 5 months, brokers had only one-on-one showings in vacant properties. Smith's Food and Drug is hosting a drive-through flu shot session in Las Vegas at the Review Journal parking lot. The drive-through flu vaccine clinic will be from 10 to 2 tomorrow at the RJ parking lot on West Bonanza. Appointments are encouraged. You can go to smithsdrug.com/flu.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Going to crash Interstate 15 northbound. That is at Charleston. The HOV lane is blocked there on the left side. Also, we're getting some heavy volumes as you try to work your way through the spaghetti bowl on the 515 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard and 515 west at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place, live and local for a Friday. We'll have all kinds of stuff for you today. We'll bring you the Friday song a little bit later on. News of the day, though, dominates. The president is about to be choppered to Walter Reed Army Medical Center. And we don't know what that means exactly. They're saying they're doing it just as a precautionary measure. I was watching Fox News earlier today, and they were talking about people who had been around the president, friends and family and co-workers that had either been with the president or were regular visitors to the White House. And one of those names was of Corey Lewandowski. He is a senior advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign, the co-author, teaming up again with David Bossie, new book, Trump, America First, The President Succeeds Against All Odds. Now the president is fighting COVID-19. Corey Lewandowski, how you been, my friend?
You know, I've been doing great, and I appreciate the opportunity to come back on with you tonight.
Let me just ask you, how did you find out about the COVID-19 diagnosis?
You know, like everybody else, honestly, through the media. And, you know, to be fair and fully transparent, I was with the president on Wednesday night. I attended a private fundraiser with him in Minneapolis. I can tell you that prior to anybody walking into the building where the president spoke, every person who was in that building, whether you were the owner of the building, a guest, or someone serving at that event, was COVID tested, produced a negative COVID-19 test. It was a fairly small event, but there was rope and stanchion that people did not cross. The president was socially distancing from everybody. Pictures were taken, but the people were 7 feet away from the president when the pictures were taken. There was no handshaking. And so, you know, and just to be safe, I went out and got a COVID test today, and mine came back negative. So, you know, I feel really good about that.
What do you make of the move to Walter Reed?
Completely precautionary. You know, you've got a president who if I am a certain of this president, I know him pretty well. The last thing he wants to be is away from his ability to get things done. And nobody, and I mean nobody, likes to go to a hospital. But this president, more so than anybody, I'm sure, is, you know, saying, "Hey, just let me tough this out. Let me just get this done. Let me just keep on working," because he works 24 hours a day for this country. He keeps fighting for us, and I'm sure he wants to keep fighting right now.
Again, Corey Lewandowski joining us, and I got to tell you, when I started prepping the show for today, and after I found out about the diagnosis, the first thing I thought about is how would you self isolate in the West Wing or in the family quarters? How would you be able to get anything done? You know the layout there. Wouldn't it be difficult to self isolate? I just don't know how you do it, trying to get something done.
Well, look, I think, you know, it's not like you or I don't know how big your home is, but mine is nowhere near the size of the White House. So self-isolation to him in the private residence is probably, you know, 5,000 square feet of living space up there. That being said, he has access to, obviously, telephones and information that nobody else does. They will continue to provide him his PDB, or his presidential daily brief, that he can read through and spend time doing that, watching television, talking to aides and colleagues on the telephone, working to make sure that Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed by having conversations with U.S. senators. So, you know, the upstairs of the White House, I've been up there. It's a beautiful place. And so he would have the chance. But the truth is, he wants to work. That's who he is. You know, he's not someone who takes vacations. He just wants to go and work. And I know that anybody like a Donald Trump who wants to work as much as they do, the last thing they want to be is in a hospital. But his health is very important, and out of an abundance of caution, I'm sure he's talked to his medical team and his family, and they said, look, go to the hospital. They've got the facilities there to take care of you, and that's the best decision for him, and that's what he's going
to
do.
Have you spoken to the first family? Have you spoken to the president himself since the diagnosis?
You know, I haven't spoken to him today. Like I said, I was with him for a significant portion of the day on Wednesday. I was at the White House on Saturday. But I did not talk to the president directly today, so I couldn't tell you kind of what mood he's in or what the latest is. I have talked to some of my friends who work in the building, some of my friends who are at the campaign, of course, with me, working every day, and we spent our time rethinking what steps are that are going forward. I was supposed to be with the president tonight in Florida doing a rally down there, and then two rallies in Wisconsin tomorrow, and obviously those are postponed, but we're going to have to reevaluate how we're going to continue over the next 4.5 weeks to make sure the American people know the promises the president made and the ones that he kept.
Again, Corey Lewandowski joining a senior advisor to the Trump 2020 reelect. He had a trip scheduled for next week, Tuesday through Thursday here in Las Vegas, using it as kind of the base of operations for speeches in Flagstaff, Arizona, and elsewhere out west. And I'm just curious, is that still on the books right now?
It's not right now. You know, right now we're going to monitor everything and determine from a campaign side when the president wants to start campaigning, when it's safe to do that again. And that decision has not been made. So, you know, we put out a statement from the campaign that said we're temporarily suspending our campaign activities until we have our plan in place and make sure that we can do things. And look, the rallies that we have had in the past, and you know this, we've been to Nevada a number of times, we mandate mask wearing. We pass out hand sanitizer. We're asking people to take necessary precautions. And even with all of the precautions that we have taken in place, with every person who is around the president being COVID tested on a daily basis and temporal thermometer scans on sometimes multiple times per hour basis, depending on your proximity to him, clearly this virus is very serious and he caught it.
I want to ask you about how you go forward. Today, former Vice President Biden had the platform all to himself. He gave a speech in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It sounded like there were about 25 people in the crowd, but it was a speech. It was a presidential stump speech. My question is, how is the president going to communicate in these final 32 days, or at least in these next 14 days?
know, it's a great question. We have a president who has a unique communication style. Part of that is through his social media activities, which I think many of us follow, whether it's his Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, et cetera, or it's his ability to pick up the telephone and call into TV shows, whether it's Fox and Friends or others. You know, this president has been a president who is always forward-facing on the communication side. He's been a president who has been more readily available to the media than any of his predecessors, if not all of his predecessors combined. So we're going to continue to hear messaging. Joe Biden's campaign has predominantly been run from his basement. Now, after the debate, Joe has spent a night out on the campaign trail, and people are saying, boy, he's working hard. You juxtapose that to where the president has been, 3, 4, and 5 stops a day, running the country and asking people for their vote and their support. And I don't think there's anybody in America who thinks that Joe Biden can outwork Donald Trump.
So is the game planning being done a day at a time at this point for the campaign?
Well, right now, you know, we're going to make sure that the president and the first lady get better. That's our priority, of course, and I hope it's everyone in our country's priority is to wish them a speedy recovery. You know, once that is done, then we're going to determine, you know, what role the president's going to have and where he's going to campaign and if he's going to go on the campaign trail. Maybe this looks more like what the campaign looked like in April and May. And, you know, in my new book, Trump America First, I start with the first chapter is the coronavirus pandemic and the impact it's had on our campaign. And so during that initial time frame when the coronavirus pandemic hit our shores, we took our juggernaut of a campaign that Donald Trump had won in Iowa and New Hampshire and was out campaigning in North Carolina in those rallies, and we shut it down and we moved the whole thing online. And what used to be a very in-person campaign became a virtual campaign, and we found enormous success doing that. So we're going to evaluate our team and how best to utilize the resources we have and in consultation with the president, decide how he wants to do it going forward.
Now, assuming the president says he feels okay, mild symptoms, and he gets a negative test in 2 weeks, will you be able to throw him out onto the campaign trail? I mean, will you be able to keep him off the campaign trail?
He is a racehorse who wants to run, and unlike some candidates, he loves the campaign, as you know. You know, this is where he gets the energy from the crowd, and he gives it back to them with his high energy, conversations that he has with these people. And so, you know, we're going to have to look and see. And that decision has not been made yet. This is still all relatively new to us. We just found out about it at 1 o'clock this morning Eastern Time when the president announced to the world that he tested positive, he and the first lady. So now we've got to see.
Do we know much about Melania's condition? I know we're all centered on the president, but we forget about Melania. Do we know how she's doing?
You know, I don't have any information on the first lady. Obviously, she has tested positive. I don't know if she has been asymptomatic. I've heard nothing from any of my sources at the White House or through the campaign that have talked about the health of the first lady yet.
Have you ever been to the presidential suite at Walter Reed? I mean, do you know what type of operation they have there?
Well, I can tell you it's a completely separate wing of the hospital, and without providing any information that they may not want out in public, it is not exactly the Holiday Inn Express with a couch. Okay, it's not when you walk into your typical hospital room and the nurse says, "Sir, visiting hours are over." Okay, he and his guests are going to be perfectly comfortable and content, and it's some of the best physicians the world has to offer are there looking over the leader of the free world, and he will have all the communications tools and other items necessary to continue to run our country from that location. So I can tell you it's very different than what most people envision as they walk into a hospital room where you've got a twin bed next to a guy with a twin bed snoring, and you're trying to split the TV and ask him not to watch it too loud. Not exactly the accommodations here.
Tell me about Vice President Pence. I know there's been a lot of speculation in the fake news media about the 25th Amendment and all of this stuff. Is he ready? I know he's at the Naval Observatory at his home, so he's just a stone's throw away if you need him to step in. But what about his situation now?
Well, Mike Pence and Karen Pence, the Vice President and Second Lady of the United States, have tested negative for COVID as of this morning. So they were not, as you know, at the debate with the President on Tuesday night in Cleveland. They did not traditionally, they don't almost ever, if ever. I can't imagine a time where they've flown on the same aircraft. I don't think that's ever occurred for security and protocol reasons. So they would not have been exposed to some of the staffers who were reportedly testing positive in the same environment. And so, look, what we know is there have been a few cases in American history where presidents have temporarily turned over power to their vice president, specifically when George H.W. Bush underwent a colonoscopy, which is a very common procedure for adult males to go through. He temporarily gave the power of the presidency in a very limited fashion to then his vice president, Dick Cheney. And none of those plans are in place. They've never been discussed. There's no need to discuss them. The president is simply going to Walter Reed for his treatment, and the vice president will continue to serve in his role.
We're already selling tickets to the vice presidential debate next Wednesday. Will there be a vice presidential debate?
You know, I have not heard of any plans to cancel that vice presidential debate. I know that Vice President Pence has been preparing for it. We feel very good about the way that he has prepared and his ability to take the campaign's message and the president's accomplishments and deliver those in front of tens of millions of people on a national debate stage. So as of now, there are no plans to postpone or cancel that debate. And I think the vice president wants to continue to go forward. And if he did, I would clearly encourage him to do so.
You and David Bossie are back together again. A new book, Trump, America First. The president succeeds against all odds. How is this one going to be different than your previous works with David?
Well, look, this book is kind of the beginning of the campaign. And a lot like our previous book, Let Trump Be Trump, it takes you behind the scenes on Air Force One, inside the Oval Office, behind the rally of what's really going on. But it also lays out the case of why you should reelect Donald Trump. It's chapter and verse on his accomplishments, from the courts to renegotiating bad trade deals to holding China accountable to rebuilding our military. And we also lay out the case of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and all of the deals that they have been involved with from Joe's early time in the U.S. Senate right up until he left the vice presidency, and the amount of money that has flowed to the Biden family, not just Hunter, but also Joe's brother. So look, the whole first half of this book, if you like Let Trump Be Trump, which is the inside story of his rise to the presidency, if you like that, then you're going to hear firsthand accounts of what it's like to testify in front of Congress when I had to do that. You're going to hear a story about me getting into a fist fight just outside the Oval Office with former Marine General John Kelly. You're going to hear these things that nobody else has ever heard before. They're in the book. They're fun. It's an easy read, but it's a lot of fun. And to put you right there in it and you say, wow, that's a pretty amazing thing that just happened there. And is that really why that happened? And so it's exciting to be behind the scenes in a book like this. And it's about Trump, America First. It's his philosophy that he wakes up with every single day. It doesn't mean America alone, but it does mean we're going to take care of us first.
And speaking of the president, he just lifted off in Marine One, headed to Walter Reed. So our thoughts and prayers go with him and Melania. And this is something that none of us have experienced. Corey, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. I know News of the Day has dominated the interview. Sorry about that. But we'll have you back to talk about the book again, okay?
You betcha. Happy to do it.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Corey Lewandowski, senior advisor to the Trump 2020 reelect and the co-author, along with David Bossie. The new book is Trump, America First, The President Succeeds Against All Odds. Really. Letting Trump Be Trump was just a phenomenal book, and I can't wait to read this one, too. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
Chances are, you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am, as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at JudgeBillKephart.com.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect William Kephart.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Las Vegas Relief Dispensary, your destination for the best deals in town. Get a half ounce of top shelf full flower from Vada for $130, plus an eighth for one penny. Don't smoke? No problem. Las Vegas Relief is a home of the infused cannabis beverage, Two Roots craft beer, Just Society iced tea, and the new Creative Water infused seltzer. Located at 2244 Paradise Road, you can walk in or order online for express pickup or delivery at LasVegasRelief.com. That's Las Vegas, R-E-L-E-A-F.com. Use code RADIO at checkout to redeem a penny pre-roll. Keep out of the reach of children. For use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Here are some of the most effective ways you can prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands by scrubbing thoroughly with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds. And always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers in addition to hand washing or where soap and water are not available. Limit sharing of items such as utensils, cups, and dishes. Avoid all physical contact with others, including handshakes and kisses. Practice social distancing by maintaining a distance of 6 feet from others. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals and insist they isolate themselves. Sanitize frequently touched surfaces in your home and workplace several times a day. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And again, not knowing the geography all that well, although I've been to Bethesda and I've been to the White House. I've never been in the White House, believe it or not. I know that it's just a stone's throw from the White House by Marine One. And Marine One is just now touching down. We'll be touching down in the next 10 to 15 seconds at Walter Reed Medical Center. And he will. The president will be staying in the presidential suite, which is more like an entire floor. Corey Lewandowski was right. This was not like checking into the Holiday Inn Express. This is a little nicer than that. When we come back, I'm going to let you hear at least some of the estimates by the president's own people. For instance, Mark Meadows, the chief of staff. You'll also hear from Kayleigh McEnany and Nancy Pelosi. To give you the other side, Nancy Pelosi. And by the way, in case you're wondering, because it came up
with us here, we were saying, I wonder if like he'll come out in a hospital gown. I knew that would never happen. And then we started speculating, well, what about like in a golf shirt or a jacket? And it turns out he came out in a full dark suit with a tie. Yeah. And by the way, they have just now touched down at Walter Reed Medical Center after that positive test. And I know much of what we do today is going to